Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Very good afternoon. This is Ben Watson calling you from Telstra. So how are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Actually, this is just a security checkup call regarding your internet line. So could you please tell me how is your internet working?
Look, I don't feel comfortable talking to you, to be honest, with all the spam. So I don't know that you are Telstra, to be honest.
I'm calling you from Telstra, madam. Telstra.
Yeah, but how do I know that?
I can provide you each and every information, madam.
I'm just worried about scams.
I can understand, but this is just a security checkup call regarding your internet line. Don't worry, we are calling you from Telstra. I'm not going to ask any kinds of your personal details, because if I ask any kinds of your personal details, madam, I will lose my job, because this call is recorded for quality and planning purposes, okay? So, what am I going to... Actually, why we have been contacted you today, madam, because we have started monitoring your internet line. Then we have been found that apart from you, two people are using your internet line without your permission. So are you aware of that?
No, I'm not.
That person is using your internet line, madam, without your permission. So that is the main reason we have been contacted you today, all right? So what I'm going to do, madam, I'm going to... we are just going to block those people who is currently inside your line.
Do you know who it is?
Mr. Kroll. Do you know this person, madam? Who is Mr.
Kroll? Where do they live? Where do they live?
They are from Canada.
No. How can I use my internet from Canada?
They are using high technology, madam. They can do anything.
Right, okay.
They can do anything. They are misusing your line. We see some suspicious thing on your line. That is the reason Telstra decided to contact you directly, because, madam, this is an international crime and they are doing illegal things. That is the main reason we have been contacted you. And we are just going to block those people, but we need your support because this is your safety and security, alright? That is the reason I'm asking you, have you ever said your Wi-Fi password to anyone?
No.
Alright, like, have you made any kinds of changes in your internet setting?
No.
Alright, like, have you ever shared your Wi-Fi password to anyone? No, right?
No.
Alright, like, what I'm going to do, madam, I'm going to provide your CLS ID number. Do you know, madam, what is the meaning of CLS ID number?
No.
C stands for customer, L stands for license, I stands for identification, alright? S stands for security. Alright, and this is your CLS ID number, customer license security identification number, alright? And in future, madam, if you receive any kinds of hoax calls regarding internet line, you just need to ask them, tell me my customer ID number, and if they provide you this customer ID number, madam, you only talk to them, otherwise just simply hang up the call. Because, madam, in this time, our customer receive lots of hoax calls regarding internet line, alright? And they are selling our customer for unnecessary software. So Telstra decided to provide each and every customer to their customer security identification number, alright? So can you please grab a piece of a pen and a paper so I can provide you a CLS ID number?
Yes, I've got one.
Alright.
Yep.
Write it down. That is 888. It should be 888. Then capital D for Delta. Then C for Charlie. A for Australia. And number 6, number 0.
Number 6 and number 0.
Can you read it back to me so I can match those numbers?
888.
Yes.
D for Derek, C for Charlie.
Yes.
A for Andrew, 6 and 0.
Exactly. This is your security identification number, madam. Alright. In future, if you got any kinds of hoax calls regarding internet line, first you need to ask them, tell me my CLS ID number. Okay?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Ben Watson, and write it down, my employee ID number. That is T for Tango.
T for Tango.
T for Echo.
E.
O for Oscar.
Yeah.
Then 9, 8.
Yep.
6, 3.
Yep.
L for Lima.
Yep.
I for Indigo.
Yep.
O for Oscar.
I for Indigo, yeah. O for Oscar, and yeah.
Yes. Then 8000.
Okay, so it's T for Terry, E for Elephant, 09863.
Exactly.
L for Lock, L for Lock, I for Indigo, 08000.
Yes, this is my employee ID number. Alright.
Okay.
And
can
the counter.
Tell me? Sorry?
Yes. Yes, tell
can
me.
You
what
tell me this is from Canada. Two people from Canada. So one, what's the first one's name?
First one name is Mr. Troll, and second one name is Robert Carlos.
So Robert Carlos?
Yes, that two people are inside your line, and they are using your line, and they are, whatever you're doing over the internet, madam, they are seeing, and they are misusing your details.
Okay, so Robert Carlos, and the other one's name is Mr.
Kroll.
C-R-A-U-L?
Yes, C-R-U-E-L.
C-R-U-L, or Kroll.
Yes, cruel.
Okay. Right, okay. So they
that
can see you going online, can they?
Exactly, madam. They are using your internet line. And don't worry, if you want, I can show you those people photos as well as if you want. But
yes, well, how can you do that?
Can you tell me one thing, madam? Like how many devices are connected with your network?
Just my mobile phone and my TV. I don't
okay.
have a computer.
You do not have a computer, all right.
No.
Through your mobile phone, basically what do you do over the internet? Can you confirm
me? I do my banking.
Okay.
And I just do emails.
Okay.
And Googling.
Okay.
Facebook.
Okay.
Not a lot, really.
Do you play online games, madam?
No.
All right. Like, do you watch Netflix sometimes?
Not on my phone, but on TV I do.
Okay. Like, so, we are just upgrading your security, all right? And until and unless we are fixing this problem, madam, do not do online stuff like shopping, email, banking, etc. Okay, because those people are seeing each and everything, madam. Whatever you're doing over the internet, madam, they are seeing each and everything. Okay,
so
kindly, we are just processing, madam. We are just doing right now. We are just upgrading your security. That is the reason I'm asking you some questions. Okay, we are just upgrading your security. Like, can you do me a favor and just have a look in your router and please tell me what kind of light you can see on your router?
What's a router? I don't know what you're talking about.
Wi-Fi router.
Oh, the box.
Yes.
You want to know what light?
How many lights you can see over there? Which color light you can see over there? According to your light, we will upgrade your security, and we are just saying how many connected. How many those people are using your internet line this time or not, and we are just going to track those people, and we will try to help those people.
Okay, so there's 3 lights on and 1 flashing on the NBN box.
Okay. All right. So, back to the box, madam, back to the box. Can you check how many cables are connected? Can you count it and tell me?
Onto the box?
Back to the box.
Yeah, 3 connected to the box.
3?
Yeah.
Alright. Can you tell me one thing, madam? In your mobile phone, do you play online games sometimes?
No, never.
Alright. So, can you tell me one thing? Last time, when you used your mobile phone?
Today.
Alright. Just give me a second. We will just mention. Alright. I just got the email from my senior supervisor, madam, alright? What I'm going to do, madam, I'm just going to transfer this call to my senior supervisor and he will let you know, madam, what you have to do and how he will upgrade your security, okay? Thank you for your patience and I'm just transferring this call to my senior supervisor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just be on hold, madam, alright? Yeah. Are you there, madam?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. His name is Ricky, madam. Alright. And he will let you know more, madam, how to upgrade your security. Just be on hold. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, ma'am. A very good day to you. My name is Ricky and I'm the senior engineer. So how are you doing today, ma'am?
Well, look, I'm a bit concerned about all this. I might ring Telstra back and make sure that I'm talking to the right people.
Ma'am, if you have any doubt, you can... Yes, I understand your concern, ma'am. If you have any doubt, you can do one thing, ma'am. You can cross-check your customer number. You can check your ID number as well. I have all your details. If you want, I can provide you your details so that you can...
Yes.
Sorry.
I don't want to do that. I think I'll just ring Telstra.
That is why I'm trying to make you understand so that you can see each and everything in front of your own eyes, okay? It is not a sales call. We are not here to sell you anything. It is just a security pickup call about your internet line. Actually, you are not a technical minded person, ma'am. That is why you are not aware of that. So, could you please tell me, did you see any kind of changes whenever you use the internet, ma'am?
No.
Okay, when was the last time did you use the internet?
Today.
That point of time, how is it working? Is it working fine or did you face any kind of problem?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. And do you know the speed, ma'am? What is the speed which you are getting?
I have no idea.
Okay, no problem. You do one thing, ma'am. You do one thing. Basically, what are the devices you use to go online? Like you use any smart TV, mobile, computer, laptop, iPad, tablet, whatever device you use.
I'm going to hang up now and I'm going to ring Telstra. Okay, so I'm really worried. So I'm going to hang up
ma'am,
now. I've got the other guy's number, so I'm just going to ring Telstra. I've got them's ID number and then I'll talk to them. Okay, bye.